This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
While it seems counterintuitive, at a time when we're more connected through social media and other technologies, social isolation is a growing problem. That's why, during Mental Health Week, May 4th through 10th, the Lakelands Public Health is aiming to combat loneliness head-on by creating connection corners in libraries across Halliburton County and the Kawartha Lakes. The facts are staggering. According to the World Health Organization, 1 in 6 people experience loneliness, with social disconnection linked to more than 871,000 deaths each year. Roughly 52% of Canadians report feeling lonely at least once a week. Strong connections are vital for people of all ages. For seniors, having an active social circle can lower the risk of dementia, cardiovascular disease, and depression. In youth, social isolation can trigger depression, anxiety, learning difficulties, lowered self-esteem, and behavioral issues. Joanne Brewster is a health promoter with Lakelands Public Health. She sat down with Canoe FM to discuss how the health unit's campaign, in partnership with 18 libraries in the region, encourages residents to focus on social connections for improving mental health and overall well-being. She says doing so can reduce stress, improve your mood, and foster a sense of belonging.
We started talking about this last year, actually, and in planning for Mental Health Week, it was a great opportunity for us to partner with our local libraries, who have, can I say, been completely amazing, very receptive. It's really exciting that we have the level of participation that we do. And so they've been awesome. I've really enjoyed it so far. And the week hasn't even started yet. So what we've asked of the libraries and what they've so graciously agreed to is to host social connections displays. So they're display boards. They're called connection corners. I don't think they'll actually be in a corner. They'll be front and center in the library. And on the display board has lots of information about the value of social connection and its impact on health. And so when we think about health, it's easy to think about, you know, physical activity and eating the right foods and getting enough sleep. But we don't really maybe often talk about social health and the impact that social connection has on our health. And it's significant. So you can read about that on the boards. There's a takeaway sheet that folks can take if they want to learn more about that. There's some coloring sheets. There's some bookmarks. There's a ballot. You can put your name in to win a free prize. And the libraries have also then collected their materials. So resources that they have available that they've curated for patrons, their activities and events, which of course go on all year, not just during a Mental Health Week. So we really wanted to promote the libraries as a social hub, a community hub, a place where there's great activity, great connections.
While the median age for those living in Halliburton is 60, Brewster says social isolation is not a problem reserved for seniors only. It's an issue that stretches across all demographics. That's why the displays try to offer helpful information for those of all ages.
Social connection is for everyone, not just for folks who might be feeling lonely. And if we think about it to kind of normalize building social relationships and social connection as an everyday health behavior. And I think that's what we're trying to promote. Not just, oh, it's great to get together once in a while and it's good to see so-and-so. But if you really think about it as a way to nurture your health, it changes it a little bit. You start to think about it a little bit differently. We can all experience loneliness and social isolation. We really want to promote this for everybody. Young children, families, you know, new parents. I remember myself when, you know, had a newborn son. I lived in the country. I felt really disconnected from people. And so libraries are a great way to bring the community in. And we really see them as important social infrastructure in the communities. And they do a great job welcoming warm spaces, lots of activities. I was at the Wilberforce Library yesterday. It's the greatest place. It's so darling. And the, you know, staff there and volunteers are fantastic. So really hope the community comes out and looks to see what we have, but also takes advantage of what the library offers.
The COVID-19 pandemic forced everyone all over the world to self-isolate. And many are still feeling the impact of that, Brewster says. So getting out and having face-to-face conversations is an important step to leaving those dark days behind us.
Well, I think COVID was definitely hard on all of us for a number of different reasons. I do think, you know, people did the best they could with the information they had at hand, and, you know, the guidance and direction was changing. I do think that sometimes we view loneliness as a private problem, and there's some stigma attached with loneliness, that it's a personal private problem. And I think we can move away from that by recognizing the importance that it has in all of our lives as a health behavior, to think of it as important as sleep, physical activity, and eating well, you know, to build a sense of belonging, to reduce stress, to feel supported during hard times. We all go through hard times. If you're facing a chronic illness or a serious disability, we all need connection. And I think it is for everybody. I think people do have a, you know, their personal kind of feelings towards how much they want. And this is not to promote that, you know, you go out there and you be friends with everybody and you turn yourself from an introvert to an extrovert. And that's not the message here. The message here is to think about it in terms of a health behavior. Take a personal inventory about, you know, how are your social connections? You know, do you have somebody that you would go to if you're going through a hard time, where you feel supported, that you matter, that you're cared about? Are you doing that for other people? You know, do you have a neighbor maybe who you haven't seen in a while and you might drop a note to them in their mailbox or give them a telephone call? You know, just some of those brief moments make a big difference too, as well as cultivating our kind of deep relationships. The small moments matter as well. And connection can feel really hard for some people, not sure where to start, not sure what to do. And I think it can start small and, you know, be as simple as, you know, sitting on your porch, maybe waving to somebody or sharing a, you know, a genuine compliment to someone. Those things motivate us. They make us feel good and they all matter. So I think across the board, the message is that it's important. It's good for your health, your mental health, your physical health, your social health, obviously. And the libraries are a great place to maybe start or at least think about starting if you're looking for ways to increase your social connections.
Brewster says while social connections are important, being okay with solitude on occasion is equally key. The connection corners are aimed at those who are experiencing loneliness, but there are no unrealistic expectations attached to the campaign.
Again, this is not a campaign where, you know, go out there and I want you to make 100 friends by the end of the week. Nothing like that. There is a place for solitude, and solitude is a good feeling. It's a kind of a decompression where you're alone, but it's not distressful. That's a good thing. Loneliness is a painful feeling. We need both time with others and time alone, and both are totally okay.
Brewster says while it may come as a surprise, youth represent some of the most lonely segments of Canadian society today.
Youth report one of the highest rates of loneliness in Canada. In 2024, 17% of youth between 15 and 24 years of age said that they felt lonely always or often. Sometimes maybe think it is the older adult who is lonely, but this report certainly highlights that our youth are feeling lonely. So I think, you know, it affects everyone. It impacts everyone. Everyone can benefit from strong connections.
Lakeland's Public Health Connection Corners are already on display in advance of Mental Health Week, May 4th through 10th, at Haliburton County Libraries, at the Dysart, Minden Hills, and Wilberforce branches. For more information, visit lakelandsph.ca/connection.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.